Jacob Robinson joining us now on the headset. Greg Wrubell, Hans Olsen upstairs, and Jacob down at field level. How you doing, Jacob?
Hey, Jacob.
I'm doing good.
Congratulations on career interception number 9, number 1 for this season. More importantly, it's a win number 1 for you and the boys to open the 2024 season. How good did that one feel tonight?
Man, it felt good just being back in Lavelle Edwards and just knowing that, yeah, we have a really good team this year and we're excited to keep playing games.
So, Jacob, talk a little bit about the coverages this year. Saw you in quite a bit of press, pushing on a lot of man. Saw you move into some zone. Is there much change up from consistency of what we saw in coverages last year?
Not really. There's a little bit of change just with the rules of the defense, but I feel like it's about the same. Everyone definitely understands it a lot more, so we can disguise different ways and just show different things. So it's nice.
You had 4 picks last season. You said on the coach's show this week that your goal was to get at least 5. Well, it's 1 down and 4 to go. It's not just about you and your pick numbers, but that has to feel good to get that first one under your belt, right?
Yes, it was super nice. It's been a long time.
What happened with the receiver on that play?
He just came off, did a wide release. I didn't really want to bite on the hitch route that he ran. He was so close to the sideline. Then he just went back up, so I looked for the ball. And he flew out of bounds, and it was just me and the ball.
Jacob, I saw you on a couple tight coverages on some quick slants, and I know last year you focused on that, really pressing on the slants. Kind of give me your thoughts on that route and how you're deciding to defend it this year in those press coverages.
Yeah, I think I need to play it even better because those should be picks for sure. Just making sure I get a good 3-step read and, yeah, just driving with good eyes and good intentions.
Well, we were calling the number and the names of guys like Mark Collins and Evan Johnson tonight, and these are, you know, new names for a lot of BYU fans. Mark, of course, because he came down from Weber State. Maybe you could speak to the depth in the corner room right now. They weren't the only corners to play. I mean, McKenzie got out there too. And so maybe just about how good you guys are and as deep as you go this year, maybe.
Man, I'm just first going to give a shout-out to Coach D and Robertson Daniel and Coach Hill. They've been really working with everyone, trying to develop them. But everyone in our corner room could really play. If someone goes down, we've just got a lot of depth. Jaden Dunlap's back healthy, so he'll be really good for us. We got Trey Alexander, he's really good. Jonathan Cabea can go nickel. He's super good. Marcus McKenzie, yeah, he's getting everything down. Mm-hmm. I could name all of them. And everyone could really play a lot this year. So,
since you brought up Coach Hill, this has been a really trying 48 hours for the Hill family and for this BYU defense with all that went on, and you had to get yourself ready to play a game. Maybe give us a window into how you as players were hearing about and dealing with everything with Coach Hill, and then to have such a, you know, for the time being, happy ending with Jay being here and being there for you. What the last couple of days been like for you as a team and as a defensive group?
Yeah, it was definitely devastating when we figured out. Hard not to shed tears, but Coach Hill wouldn't have wanted us to do that. He just wants us to stay strong, focus on football. But, I mean, seeing him here tonight was probably the best part of my day and made a lot of people's days that's on the team because he's just such a light to our team. He's awesome. So, we're just glad that he's back healthy and he'll be good.
Has he had an opportunity to address the team, or have you had an opportunity to chat with him at all?
Yes, I have. He addressed the team when we were in our team meeting. Just said he wants us to be strong. He's going to get through it. He's had his surgeries and stuff, and he's just one of the strongest people I know. So
that had to have been a relief to hear from him in that moment, Jacob.
Yeah, it really was.
Okay, so 1-0 and on the road now for 2 very difficult back-to-back games starting at SMU. And I know you're going one game at a time here, Jacob, but you got to know the name Preston Stone, and you know all about the SMU offense because I know you do your homework, and you know what kind of team they've got there. This is a serious challenge coming your way Friday in Big D, isn't it?
Yes, sir. We're ready.
Talk a little bit about taking that first road game. You excited to spread the wings a little bit? Get out on the road?
Yes, it's going to be hot out there. I'm excited, though. It's going to be just another game for us. We're going to just play our hardest and hopefully come out with the win.
What did you think about this crowd tonight in Lavelle Edwards Stadium, Jacob?
Oh, they're awesome. They're more energy. Just every time I come in here, I swear the energy just gets better.
There's a new capacity of 62,073 somehow. They got 63,712 in the building, so it's a sellout and then some. And I could tell early, Jake, that this was going to be a big crowd, a lot of royal blue. How great is it to be back in this building, right?
Yes, it's honestly amazing. It's been a long couple months, just off season. We've been working so hard. So, yeah, we're all just ready to get back and just see all the fans and just live in the Lavelle Edwards atmosphere. So,
Jacob, always good to have you. Thanks again for your time. Good luck next week.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.